237.
Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Kerry's fault. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Friday, October 12th. The 12th of October, which is before the 13th and after the 11th.
Very good.
You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. Look to be one of my friends. Thank you for responding, too, by the way, friends out there, new listeners. Bradley Dean on my Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E. Thanks for tuning in. And thank you for being more than just a hearer of the word. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 again, double E. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977, 1-877-807-9977. We have a one-hour segment. I'm sorry. We have allotted to us a one-hour program with, I think, what is it, four segments. Sorry about that. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head.
Yes, it is.
Or when the back of your head looks like Mr. Joe Biden's.
Oh, that is so bad, dude. He would blind someone if he was on a motorcycle and it was a sunny day.
That's why he doesn't drive a motorcycle.
Oh, I got to tell you this. It looks like he's got some serious corn rowing going on there.
I thought he was going into the monastery life. I thought maybe he would find a
monk
hermitage and become a...
Well, he probably changed his mind.
Because he is Catholic, he
no,
said.
No, he figured, hey, listen, either I'm going to be honest or I'm going to be dishonest.
Yep.
And he knew the choice was either God or politics.
I'm not a crook.
And he chose politics.
As a matter of fact, on the Facebook...
We'll talk about that second segment. Yes. I got a special surprise for a segment.
This will be good.
Okay.
The Facebook, The Sons of Liberty, you can see that story posted where last night Mr. Biden said that Obamacare sterilization, contraception, abortifex, Abortifacient. What is that word?
It's Latin.
Abortificent?
It's Latin.
Latin.
Yeah. That's another political word created, so it sounds like they know what they're saying.
What the heck?
I think they got guys sitting around the table, so I make up a word
create
for that.
A stupid word that nobody can pronounce.
That's right. And then when they look at me like they don't know what I'm saying, then they'll feel stupid. That's when in fact, we know what philosophers are, right? Yeah. James Madison rightly said.
Common sense with big words.
That's right.
So he said that the regulations do not apply to the Catholic Church and other religious institutions. Hello. That's why the Catholic Church is suing this administration, because
he
Biden
outdid himself. He did a great job.
Yeah, he really did.
He really did because he exemplified everything he is, but we'll talk about that second segment.
That's right. So that is one of the stories you can find. The other one here is Mr. Dan Savage, the insane radical. And it's also being covered in the column that was just released this morning, or last night, I should say.
Yeah, front page WND.
This morning, WorldNet Daily, that's right. Tell the truth and shame the Southern Poverty Law Center. Now, how many people cannot stand what they do? They're un-American.
Well, they're a law unto themselves. They're attempting to be a law unto themselves. They're communist. They supported the KKK. Now the homosexuals are trying to use them.
Yep.
It's some sick stuff. Confusion, to say the least.
And the video is an absolute must-see because it puts it back in their court.
Yes,
they're the
does.
Ones going out labeling everybody hate groups while they're the haters, while men go shoot up ministries.
We'll talk about that Monday if they don't look at the article today.
Right.
But I know that they're going to look at the article.
You got to check it out.
That's
Facebook, The Sons of Liberty. Also, Bradley was just posted on LifeSite News. Thank you, LifeSite News. Great to be a part of the team. Look to Canada. As a matter of fact, these guys are in Canada now.
So, Right Side News, Conservative Alert Actions.
Action Alerts, yep.
Okay, so I always get that screwed up.
It's kind of a long.
It just
transpose,
right?
It's like or whatever the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you saying I'm backwards, Dan?
No, I'm saying there's some words that are hard to pronounce.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Right Side News. Did I say that the right way?
That was right. You got it right!
WorldNet Daily.
WorldNet Daily.
LifeSite News.
Yes.
And I'm missing one.
Yes. LifeSite Conservative Action Alerts. Now we've got... Oh, you just said LifeSite
News. I'm missing one.
Right Side News. Then there's also Christian Action Alerts.
Oh, WorldNet Daily.
Which is another one.
Yeah.
Let's say that. WorldNet Daily and GCN. Genesis
I'll say it a few times. Men need to be told things
twice.
What?
And to make it simple, just go to our Facebook, The Sons of Liberty. Like it, and you'll get everything on one platter.
Yeah, by the way, I thought the interview with Jim Graves yesterday was great.
Yes.
I thought he was a... civil guy,
mm-hmm.
and I thought it was
very misled.
He is very misled. Yes, he is, but I'm not going to cap on the guy.
Yeah.
Because misled people don't always know that they're being misled.
That's right. And,
and we didn't always know neither.
And his platform that he's running on, and this is what I said to him even in the interview, what in the world are you doing running in a pack of socialists and communists?
Well, really, they are communists because socialism precedes communism, as Vladimir Lenin said. He needs those useful idiots.
That's right.
And we were just basically exemplifying, let's look at our foundations,
mm-hmm.
because once you look at our foundations, the conversation's over.
That's right.
And I think that is what the people that listened to Sons of Liberty heard yesterday, and I think it was great.
The real foundation.
I really do. And he didn't know this stuff. So should he know this stuff?
He admitted
yes,
it
he should know this stuff. But you know what? I thought it was a great interview.
Yeah.
Kudos to you on that one.
Amen.
Okay.
And to you.
Well, the way that you tell me thank you is don't just offer me your lip service. We're going out to eat after this.
Right after.
You see how that works?
The whole family?
I like
everybody?
That. No, just me.
Okay. Okay. I can handle that.
Now, folks, it's going to have to go to the second segment, but I got a surprise for you right when we come back. I'm going to read something real quick for you, and then I'm going to have a little man who's 4 years old. He wants to say something to the 53 countries that are tuned into us, to the peoples out there.
That's right.
Our peoples.
Our peoples.
Yes. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-877-807-9977. We also have Chase, the leader of the street teams, who will be calling in second segment. He's got something he wants to tell you, too. Shows you what we're up against. We're winning the day, but we need your help. Be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of supporters like you. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I wanted to say thank you to you guys, Bradley and Jake, for what you guys do. It's an awesome campaign that you guys are getting people active and putting boots on the ground. You guys actually prod Americans to do something about the problem. So I just wanted to say I appreciate the radio show, Sons of Liberty, and hopefully you guys continue for many more years to come and we can make a better America for our posterity. So thanks, you guys.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Let the American youth never forget that they possess a noble inheritance bought by the toils and sufferings and blood of their ancestors and capacity, if wisely improved and faithfully guarded or transmitting to their latest posterity, that's their children, all the substantial blessings of life, the peaceful enjoyment of liberty, property, religion, and independence. Joseph Story. Commentaries on the Constitution, 1833. Friends, we must influence our children with the truth and educate them that they be sufficiently warned of the dangers of the evils which intend to destroy our nation, its freedoms, and their inheritance. Teach your children the Constitution, for which hundreds of thousands of men and women across this country fought blood and died to give them. Read it and discuss with them daily for the future, and quite possibly their lives may depend upon it, and we're seeing that today, of course. And don't fail in this effort lest we wake up in bondage, the good we have enjoyed gone forever. Begin at meal times each day. And I just want to bring this from the natural to the spiritual. And Scripture tells us in Leviticus 10, and that you may teach the children of Israel, Israel, which, by the way, means God's fighters, God's children, all the statutes which the Lord has spoken unto them by the hand of Moses. And speaking of the hand of Moses, I got a little man in here. I actually got two of them. One of them's picking his nose right now. But that's acceptable, Mikey, because you're 3 years old. Now, I'm probably the only kid in this country that never, ever picked his nose. I never had to wear a diaper ever in my life. Isn't that crazy? Do you guys believe that, Mikey? You do believe that? Well, if I get them asking the wrong questions, then I don't have to worry about giving the right answers, right? Well, I just misled them is what I did. But what I do, and what I want to share with the listener today, is two little men. One is 4 and one is 3 years old. And I want to ask them what it is that God commanded them to do in life to honor him and man. The Bible says, friends, in 1 John, that by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. See, I can't love the children of God until I first love God with my whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Hear, O Israel, said Jesus. And let's not forget that. So let's get down to business right now. Who's going first? We got Izzy?
Yep.
Okay. So Izzy's 4 years old. Can you go ahead and give me the Ten Commandments, Izzy?
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear it.
Thou shalt have no
ungodly.
Okay, that's number one.
Number two, thou shalt not make
under the any good image.
Okay.
Number three, thou shalt not take
the name of thy Lord in vain.
Number four,
may the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
Number five,
as I find my motto.
Number six,
thou shalt not kill.
Number seven,
thou shalt not commit adultery.
Number eight,
thou shalt not steal.
Number nine,
thou shalt not lie.
Number ten,
thou shalt not covet.
Amen. Good job, little man. So the Bible says, train up a child in the way he will go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. What a better way to teach kids to honor God and honor man. And God's commandments always, what do they bring forth? They preserve life. Isn't that awesome? So let's go over to little Mikey over here. Mikey is 3 years old. And Mikey, what I got to ask you, little buddy, is what are the Ten Commandments?
Bow down to idols. That's number two.
Okay.
Okay, now what's number one? You shall have...
Now our God before me.
3 years old, friends. Go ahead.
Okay. Number five is honor your
mom and dad.
And number six?
Should not kill.
Right. Number eight?
Should not steal.
Number ten?
Don't covet.
That's the ones he knows. He just learned them.
3 years old and 4 years old. So, I got to ask you guys a question really quick, okay? So, who taught you that?
Ma.
Ma taught you that?
Yeah.
Now, why do you think Mom teaches you that?
Because I don't know.
Really? Because you don't know? Okay. Mikey, why do you think your mom taught you the Ten Commandments? Okay, you can't tell them, honey. You're cheating here. See, now this
my mom says, number five.
No, that's good. That's right. So Mama said number five, yeah. Honor thy father and thy mother. That means to hold in high esteem, doesn't
yes.
it? Yep. And the way that you hold in high esteem your parents is obey them. As long as they follow the Lord, you obey them, right? Isn't that how it works? Isn't that how we should all kind of work this whole thing out in our country? And just think, if everybody obeyed God and kept his commandments,
yeah.
we would never have all these crimes that we see in this country. There'd be no division in this country. And we know that we only have one God, don't we? And his name is Jesus Christ, huh? There's no... What's that?
They're shooting Mikey.
Oh, he's telling Mikey to be quiet. Okay. Well, thank you guys for coming in here. I appreciate it very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, you guys can leave now. What, do you guys want my job?
No.
You know what? They're not leaving, guys. Jake? I need some help
that
in here.
Was a
These guys
too
are.
Good.
You know what, friends? That was just a little too good. That's right. Thank you, guys. Little people, friends. Little people. What better way than to tell the veterans thank you for their sacrifice? Not only the Constitution, but also the Ten Commandments. What a better way. There's no better way than to tell thank you to God.
Yeah.
By teaching your kids the commandments of God. There isn't.
Mm-mm.
And just think, this used to be common knowledge all the way up until 1962.
Oh, man. We could do a whole show on how our founders were educated. The New England Primer. How did they learn? It was through Scripture. How did they learn?
And visuals. That's right.
Through Scripture. Everything they learned. The average colonial young person would hear over 1,000 sermons before he hit 18.
And the intellect. That's what's crazy. You know what?
Yeah.
We're going to start on Monday. We're going to start talking about that.
Yeah.
Because the intellect involved with our... forefathers, it was nothing less than genius.
Yep, second to none.
They aren't.
Yep, even the farmers.
And we know that. Isn't that right, friends?
Yep.
We are second to none. Everybody knows that this is the greatest nation on earth. Why is that? Who established it? God did through what? 55 signers, 56 signers.
Godly men and women and Amen. Preachers that preached to them while they were young all the way to the age where they decided, you know what? This isn't a godly government. We need to move this government over and put in godly government and implement it in there.
Okay, let's do things a little bit backwards. We got to get to these polls,
yes.
which are just humorous again.
Those polls.
And I want to talk about the arrogance, the condescending, the rude appearance of Mr. Biden.
He did have white teeth. I'll give him that.
Yeah, but a bald head.
Yeah.
And we can
white head, too.
White head?
White
head. We'll get to that in a minute. We got Chase online. Chase, thanks for calling in, man. Chase is Chase is the street team leader, friends. We have street teams across the country, and he heads up the teams. And I'd actually talked to him this morning, just checking up on him and seeing how things were going. And I'd asked him the question. I said, Chase, how are things going? And he told me, go ahead and share with us, Chase, as to what you told me.
Well, I was just telling you about yesterday. We were set up at one of the local retail stores out here, and we had our tables going, and everything was rocking, and people were loving it. I mean, people come up and talk to us all the time. And then we had one guy in particular came up with us his leather jacket and leather chaps, and he was kind of in a bad mood. He came up, and we were just telling him about our ministry and some of the things we've been doing in the radio show, and then all of a sudden, I mean, he just got this look on his face, and he says, wait, you guys are Christians, and you're talking about our government, and what is this, praise and worship music? You guys must hate gays. You know, you guys must
hate what?
Against all the things. Yeah, literally, that's the first thing he
said. Poor victims.
He said, you guys are Christians, you must hate who?
Yeah, you must hate homosexuals. That's what he said.
Where he heard that from?
Right inside. And told the manager of the store that we were at, and got us booted eventually.
Good for him. All right.
It's
a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble the righteous. But what they're trying to do is just like the SPLC is.
Yeah.
Go for the finances to try to shut people down. Friends, we need to come together on this. Our doors are wide open. I don't care if you're in California, if you're in Florida, if you're in New York. Or if you're in Chicago. I don't care what state you're in our union. I don't care what country. We just had someone down here from Sweden the other
day.
That's right. You come into our office. You come meet everybody you want to meet. But I'm telling you right now, friends, what we need to do is we need to combat this, and we need your financial support.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that you support us and the way that we beat this is we bring it back to them.
That's right.
And shove their game right back in their face.
That's exactly right.
You don't beat around the bush. You don't sit there and patty cake with these people. You deal with these people. What they're doing is discriminatory. They're hating on anybody that doesn't agree with them, and we're sick and tired of it, and we're not moving.
That's right.
So we need your financial support, and the way that that's done, go ahead, Jake.
You can make a donation. We're a nonprofit organization, so your donation and your gift is tax deductible. And I would also say that many of you that have been blessed by this radio program, day in and day out, the knowledge you've received, the Spirit of Christ you've received, whatever it is, by testimony, you can donate. And by that donation, help us reach out into a generation. As you see what we go through, you got Chase out there who's sitting at a table. He's a young guy. He's not even...
And he's not Chinese neither.
No, some young guy. No, but he's a young guy. He's respectful looking, and he's representing the organization out in front of the ministry.
And he's a preacher.
And he's a preacher.
First and foremost.
He's out in front of a store, and people are approaching him. You have a radical homosexual with an agenda who goes in and gets him kicked out because he wants to help kids. Folks, this is what I say at almost every event we do. Would you allow money to keep this message from getting into public schools, public college campuses, and on the airwaves? Of course you wouldn't. Your donation is what allows us to stay out there and do what we're doing. And by that, you partner with us and you become a part of changing this generation. There is hope, and we can do it, folks.
Appreciate it. Thank you for calling in, Chase.
Yeah, I'll catch you.
Mandatory break. Sorry, guys. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Vote for radio. You know, right now, so many people are trying to get themselves elected. Not a day goes by I don't see a billboard, or get a mailer, or a flyer, or receive a phone call from a politician of some sort. All politicians have something to say, so why don't they say it? That's right, say it, here on the radio. That way, voters could hear the emotion in their voices, and hear the passion they might have to serve the public as an elected official. You know what, politicians and campaign managers? Radio can do that for you. Here on GCN.
GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. You can target voters with an affordable radio campaign that might help you get elected by using a medium where your competition may not be. Radio and advertising on GCN is more affordable than you might think. Learn more. Visit GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com. That's advertise@GCNlive.com. Vote for radio.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready.
Some are not.
MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials group specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
But the difference is, Jake, we have the edge because we give the answers.
That's right.
The resolve. The and with, Bible and the Constitution.
Without answers, what good is it?
Totally.
It's all meaningless.
Well, they can talk.
That's true.
Circular reasoning. Proverbs 29:9 says, if a wise man contendeth with a foolish man, whether he rage or laugh, there is no rest.
I didn't see any rest last night in the debate.
Yeah.
Well,
you just
got
to be careful not to get caught up into the whole charades of the WWF at its worst. But I did think that Bin Laden, I think he did a great job. And I'll tell you why. I thought he was arrogant, condescending. Yep, he did.
Yep.
He was rude, interruptingly, constantly breaking in.
Yep.
Great in representing who he really is and the narcissism, the arrogance, and the pride of this administration. I think he was spot on.
He was perfect.
He totally was.
He was easily the winner
even,
of that
even
debate.
I really liked when he was, especially when they were talking about the people that were killed, the four people that were killed in Libya. Mm-hmm. I just had a Coke, friends. Libya.
Mm-hmm.
And I especially liked it when he was laughing about the fact that all those people were killed. I thought that was really cute. But again, these are the people that didn't send security over there when they needed it. So they're actually, in essence, laughing at their own failures.
That little bump in the road.
He did great. I mean, Jake, what else could he have done?
I don't think he could have did it any better.
He outdid himself.
A-plus performance.
I think he represented everything that the people in this country are sick and tired of.
Yep.
Politician. That man is politician through and through. And politician is not a good word, friends.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be statesmen. Politicians work for special interest. Hello. Statesmen, stateswomen, they work for the people, we the people. That man clearly, and he didn't, the reason he kept laughing is because he was condescending,
mm-hmm.
Ryan, because Ryan's the young guy and he's the old guy. But what's interesting about it, in his pride, he was laughing at Ryan, but everybody was laughing at him due to the fact that we were looking at his record.
Yeah,
we were paying attention to where his government brought us.
That's right.
And where it's brought us over the last 4 years. And he's laughing at Ryan, who's telling him, you're the problem.
Yep.
Almost looking down at him like, what do you know, boy? What do you know, boy? We know everything. And then he started to talk to the camera. Like, he had something to say to the American people, and you need to listen to what we have to say.
Yeah.
I said to my wife, I said, no, just he's doing a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Just let him keep out doing himself because he is doing it. Now, what's interesting is in Washington, two surveys released after Thursday's vice presidential debate found both candidates made strong impressions on voters. Really, who said that? Here's the state-run media again, 21% approval rating. This is who's broadcasting this, friends. Okay? Both differed on who performed best. You know what's interesting? This is important for everybody to hear. This is the pith and marrow of everything I want to say outside of what I'm going to say. I'm on the trunk of the tree right now. Jake, friends, what did they talk about either side, Biden or Ryan? What did they talk about that actually had to do with the purpose of government? Which side?
I can just say one thing. Abortion. When she brought up that abortion topic.
Okay.
For 1 hour. And I tweeted this too. You create an unconstitutional bureaucracy like Social Security and Federal Medicare and all that garbage. You waste an hour debating about something that's not even in your jurisdiction. So to your point, none of it was worth anything. The only time when I felt there was an anointing something that was valid was when they brought up the topic of abortion, and they did it because, of course, they hate life and want to see life destroyed, and they want to try to stick Paul Ryan with something, who I thought did a fair job of answering it, although I would have gone even further than that, because I think people that love abortion should be scared if that administration gets in, because that's the purpose of government, to protect life.
Now, what they just found out, if anybody's offended by the moderator, it's important for you to understand that this individual, this moderator for CNN, she was actually at Bin Laden's house not too long ago. I'm sorry, Biden's house not too long ago.
Martha.
That's right. Yeah. On a private visit.
Mm.
That's kind of interesting because you could kind of see the bias a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Just a little.
And then what people didn't know is she was also at Barack Hussein Obama's wedding.
Oh.
So if you're trying to figure out maybe why there was bias, see, folks, you have the fox in the chicken coop. Here's my real question. Why are they shutting off the voice of the American people through the moral issues?
That's exactly right.
Why? I hope you didn't get caught up into it, friends. Mm-hmm. I said to my wife, what makes me mad about what these jokers do, and they're both going along with it, they're ignoring the issues, they're omitting the issues that the people care about the most. Why? Why? Abortion being one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But what was the issue? What was the issue that was talked about?
Yep.
I think Ryan was right on that.
Mm-hmm.
Biden has shown his true colors. Don't sit there and tell me you care about the sanctity of life.
That's right.
Especially after you've just killed 3,700 babies a day for 4 consecutive years. That's Don't tell me on your watch, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Biden, on your watch, you will answer to God. You and that narcissist criminal in office will answer to God for every single baby that has been murdered in the womb. Every single one of them. And America, you too.
And so,
you too. That's why we have to stand up and right the wrongs before God. If we're repentant and we care, then we work. So let's not stand down in the face of tyranny, because I'm telling you what, it was on TV. Oh, and I went to take my little boy to the dentist this morning, got his teeth fixed up, stopped and had some Leanne Chins.
Leon.
Ooh.
Brother Leon.
Right? Leanne Chin. No, not Leon.
Oh,
Leanne. No, not that kind of Leanne.
She's getting some barbecue,
yes.
Baby.
No. But in saying that, guess what was up on the screen?
In debates?
Oh, Biden just smiling and laughing and condescending. Let me go on here. A CNN survey of registered voters who watched the debate and had previously agreed to be interviewed found Paul Ryan the winner 48% to 44%. I got a question for you, friends. What's with this woman in man response, undecided voters? How would you possibly gauge something like that? And yet throughout the whole debate, they had it.
Mm-hmm.
They had it going right across the screen. Folks, that is about dividing the people. Don't you remember during O.J. Simpson? These polls are contrived, completely contrived. Biden's wife was probably the one standing back there, sitting there pushing the button to make sure it goes up.
Beep, 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 beep,
yeah.
Beep, 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 beep.
Because if you look at that, why is there always division? What is this new, friends, what is this new women? I'm working for women. This is their new talking points. You're working for women. What, are women the only ones in this country, or are we all in this together? What is this? It's divide and conquer. O.J. Simpson case. Remember they did? CNN did a black response after the verdict came out. A black response and a white response. Folks, this is nothing more than to divide and conquer the people. They have no... It's offensive to me, dude.
Yeah.
It's totally offensive.
And what do you do when you separate a man and a woman?
Now they're separating powers again.
You divide
the woman against the man now.
And then you divide the family, and then you come in and pick up the pieces. This is totally aimed at the family.
This is the talking points of the socialists.
Yep.
I'm working for the women now, and we want to know what the women... I just want you to really know we're out there really to support the women. Well, listen, if you haven't got a hair of a brain in your head to know what the socialists are doing, the communists are doing in your country, there's no hope for you. They attack, they pull your hair, and then they cry victim. That's what they do. Who's perpetrating all this division? The socialist communists are. You know, Jake, you were talking a little bit ago, and I wanted to say this really quick. This is the method of socialism and communism. This came right out of the mouth of Mark Podick from the Southern Poverty Law Center. What they do is they attack any group that they hate. And then they call them hate groups. But listen to what he said. Sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. Listen to what he said. I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. What is CNN doing? Destroy opposition, divide and conquer.
Yeah.
Don't tell me they're not. Let me go on here. Paul Ryan, 48% to 44% forbidden. Who paid for that poll? Respondents also said they thought Ryan communicated more clearly than Vice President Joe Biden. You know, here's the other thing. Aside of the charades and the emotions, what about the principles of the country, friends? If you look right behind Ryan and Biden, me and Jake are sitting there noticing the Declaration of Independence right behind them. Hello? Let's just read that and then ask him questions.
Good point.
That's what we should have done.
Yeah.
And the only one that laid out any principle whatsoever was, in this particular situation, Ryan at the very end of the debate. That was the best thing that he did the whole night. The rest of it was nothing but garbage and charade and contrived, fabricated baloney to get you off the topics. Just like I said earlier, friends, get them asking the wrong questions. They're debating things that governments have no... This government has no business with their hands in. And you sat there and listened to it for an hour and a half.
And that's the problem.
This isn't their business, friends.
When government creates an unconstitutional monster, it is created for the purpose of never going away, so that you have to continually maintain it. And so as you create...
We're talking about their bureaucracy, Jay.
Exactly. What they have created, which
that's
is unconstitutional, which, to your point, yes, read the Constitution and the Declaration before you start debating. Then people say, why are we even talking about this? This has nothing to do with our government. It's two people's ideas of how to try to control the monster that was unconstitutionally created. That's what happened through that debate.
You know what offended me about it is at the very end, the Bible says in Amos 3:3, friends, how can two walk together unless they be agreed? Mm-hmm. How is it that they sit there and they go after each other? This is WWF at its finest. Well, we want peace. We just got to come together. How is it that they can debate each other? Biden called Ryan 14 times his friend. And the fact of the matter is Biden hates his guts. How is it that they can sit and shake hands and have their families intermingle when they completely disagree? Oil and water, how can they agree on anything? How can they be so warm and friendly with each other, friends? There's another part of the deception. No, what I want to see is I want to see some real blows thrown. I want to see somebody that really loves liberty. I want to see someone really honor what our veterans died for. And I want to see the sword brought. And I want to see what happens after that. That's real peace.
Hey, you sound like
not
America.
Not before that.
That sounds just like what America is demanding right now.
This is bull crap, bull manure, poop. I don't care how you want to call it. It's charades at its worst. Friends, who contrived these polls? The media outlets did. They did it. They want to divide. They want to show you how close things are. So you come to the state of, well, you just accept whatever they throw at you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back after this break.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Back to the charades of the WWF. It's amazing how these two can just shake hands and their families can intermingle right in front of the face of the American people. I wonder how people that have lost their sons and daughters in foreign battle feel about Ryan shaking hands with Biden due to the fact that it was his administration that sent him there.
Yep. And won't take any responsibility
for
it.
One more poll. CBS News poll of uncommitted voters using an online panel found that both candidates made solid impressions. Oh, they did. There's no question they did. But that more of those voters felt that the debate was a win for Biden. You have got to be. This is why nobody respects these people.
Yeah.
I could have been Biden's greatest fan, but I would have still been totally turned off in every sense of the word with what he said. He said everything of with no importance at all, nothing, no substance to anything that we're talking about.
Well, I think we both went into this, even watching the debates, the one with Obama and Romney, and now this one. We're not on either side, honestly, because there's a few things that I would correct in what Ryan said, even in his statement about abortion. Listen, it's not a state legislator's job to decide if he wants abortion in his state.
Yeah.
I agreed with the fact it's not up to the judges. They're not robed gods up there on the high court. But it's not the state's job either. God already determined that.
Yeah.
One of the points that he did make to Biden's lie, I'm a Catholic and I believe we should be, you know, and I'm pro-life, blah, 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 blah. Ryan says, no, I believe that my religion has everything to do. There's no separation between the public and the private man. And that's exactly right. That was right on the money. But the problem is when you become a public man, you need to make sure that your standard and your morality lines up with the Christianity that you profess. And if you profess that Christianity as a leader, one nation under God, this United States of America,
God protects life, and that is the government's duty. Obamacare completely is diametrically opposed to life because it commands and puts government in the place where God, at one time in the hearts of men in this country, sits.
Let me pull off another mask here real quick, because the new talk is Romney's going to... He's going to basically abolish Obamacare and replace it. Yeah, is anybody paying attention to this?
Yep.
I hope you're listening to that, friends.
The agenda goes on.
That's exactly my point.
It totally goes on. And that's why, to your point before, is don't get caught up in this. You have to stay on the Constitution. Listen, political people are not supposed to be good buddies with us. Should they be our friends? Yes.
I can't stand when they warm up to me, man.
And that's what happens. They warm up to you only to do what? What are they grabbing out of your pocket? Yeah. They're trying to manipulate something.
Yeah, and what does Scripture say? It says that a tongue that flatters spoils the soul.
That's right.
They don't tell you hard things. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Never trust anybody that doesn't tell you hard things, friends, because they're not your friend. Now, I want to add one more thing. With that whole charade last night, an older reporter, had stated that in all of his years, he has never seen so much disrespect coming from Biden towards Ryan in a fashion that he portrayed last night. I never seen so much disrespect in all of my years. See, because we're coming up on a new generation that they hope just rolls over and accepts their charades. And I don't believe it's going to fly. I really don't. Did you want to add something to that, Jay?
No, I believe the same thing. We have a whole new generation. That's the problem with radicals. They think they're going to create a radical people, and then they're going to be able to contain them. But you can't.
I'm sorry, Jake, but I don't have my glasses with me right now. Can you find... Here's the declaration right here, and it talks about the abolishing of that form of government.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
It is their right, is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for the future security.
That was right by the head of Biden yesterday.
Woo!
That's all you had to do is look behind him, and it was right behind his head.
I'm sorry, and then there's also this portion. The right of the people to alter or to abolish
that's it. That's
it. And to institute new governments, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness.
That was right behind the head of Biden last night.
That's right.
So just to show you folks, what I'm focused on, I'm not focused on their baloney.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I did tell a couple people in the room, folks, I said, don't get caught up in what's going on here. This is all baloney. The agenda goes on.
Right.
And because we have a prescribed candidate named Romney and Ryan, so these are the two that you have to pick from. Nobody picked them.
That's right.
That's the point. And all in hopes of what? All in hopes of what? Well, we still get one of our guys in there, no matter what the agenda, whatever
that's
it requires right
now. What facet to move forward.
Julie, Wisconsin, you got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. And Jake, you got the last segment.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Okay, two comments. Okay, I thought it was really cool that you had your kids, quoting the Ten Commandments, because it reminded me of one of the quotes, I think it was from the Founding Fathers, that said, if you won't listen to God's Ten Commandments, you'll listen to man's 10,000 commandments.
That's right. Roger Winthrop, the first Speaker of the House.
Right. And so basically I had a conversation with this lady in Wisconsin. We were talking, and I said it's really important to know exactly what's going on, not only on the large perspective in our government, but in the locals, in the cities as well. And she says, you're right on about that. And I said, okay. And then she told me about how she's fighting an ordinance that is in her town where if your paint is chipping on your house, you get fined if you don't deal with it.
Yeah.
And if you don't deal with it after you get fined, they can throw you in jail up to 10 days.
So that's a local statute, but this is the importance again. Why is a statute like that on the books? Because the people in the town could really care less. I don't think they really care because they don't get involved.
They just want to incrementally usurp authority over the people,
and they want
to see how far you'll let them go.
And the best people at that are socialists, because that's all they've got in their life is they want to destroy and they want to bring down. And here you have in local government a prime example of what's reflected then in federal government.
Yeah.
Well, gosh, most people were probably lost the entire time that Biden and Ryan were talking back and forth about their ideas.
You are jumping all over the board.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. This was just to her point. Local government is the strength of America.
That's right.
And the problem is when people don't deal
federal government can't do what they do unless the judges side with federal government.
That's right. That's the 9th and 10th Amendment. But when you get apathetic on your local side, then you pass the authority up to the state, and the state gets apathetic, and they run out of money, so they pass it up to the Fed. The Fed prints more money, and they take more control.
Trey Gowdy.
Yes, Mr. Gowdy.
Okay, for the sake of time, this guy, friends. This is important. Just, he's going after, go ahead, Jake.
He's going after, well, first of all, he sets as probably one of the greatest Patriots that I've heard speaking of
thus
late.
Far.
Because he holds people's feet to the fire, and he says it like it is. He brings a sword. Now, just recently, we all know about what's happening in Libya and how this administration blamed it on the movie and had nothing to do with it. Yeah. Let's just listen right now to what Trey Gowdy said, because it exemplifies
about this
leadership.
Administration.
That's right, and how they were lied to. About
this administration blamed the murder of our ambassador and three others on a video. Don't take my word for it, Mr. Chairman. Let's look at what Ambassador Rice herself said. Our current assessment is that what happened in Benghazi was, quote, in fact, initially a spontaneous reaction. I don't know what the phrase in fact means in diplomatic legalese. I can tell you what it means in a courtroom, Mr. Chairman. It means it's a fact. And she went on national television and she said, not as this ambassador has said, that I'm not going to speculate, that I've got to get all the information. She said, in fact, this was a spontaneous reaction to what had just transpired hours before in Cairo, almost a copycat of the demonstrations against our facility in Cairo, which were prompted, of course, Mr. Chairman, by a video, is what she said. And then she proceeds to say the attack was spontaneous. I can think of few things, Mr. Chairman, more antithetical to spontaneity than a 12-month-long prologue of violence in Libya. And then she said she relied solely and squarely on the information the intelligence community provided. Mr. Chairman, I would like to have another hearing where we can ask Ambassador Rice under oath, who told you what when? You're going to blame the intelligence committee? You come before this committee and you tell us who told you it was a video. Who in the intelligence community said it? Who in the diplomatic community blamed this on a video? And then we move to Jay Carney, who's the spokesperson for the leader of the free world. And this is what he said, Mr. Chairman. I'm saying based on information that our initial information that includes all information, we saw no evidence to back up claims by others that this was a pre-planned or premeditated attack. What we saw was evidence that it was sparked by the reaction to this video. And that is what we know thus far based on evidence, concrete evidence, close quote. Mr. Chairman, you know that in former life, I spent a little time in a courtroom. So when I hear the phrase concrete evidence, it means something to me. That's even stronger language than simply saying something is in fact. So two representatives of this administration gave demonstrably false statements, not just to us, but to our fellow citizens on national television. Now, is the explanation for those demonstrably false statements, as my colleague from Florida just asked, was it negligence? Was it just a reckless disregard for the truth? Or was it more nefarious than that? Mr. Chairman,
he gets emotional at the end, and I need to go to this, but I want to read his words. There are four Americans who died under circumstances we can scarcely fathom, he says. And he's practically crying right now because of how much he loves this country. The terror, the fear, the anarchy of being killed in that fashion, he explained. His voice soaked with emotion. This was never about a video. It was never spontaneous. This is terror. And I want to know why we were lied to. He's demanding.
Why
that they
are
answer.
The American people allowing this administration to go on one more day? You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll talk to you tomorrow live from 2 to 4. Coming at you live.
We'll be live.
First John 3:18, we love you by what we do. We'll see you then. Actually, you can see us then. Facebook, Sons of Liberty. Facebook, Sons of Liberty. Talk to you then.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the moms go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.